now it's time once again for a marine expert to pick our critter of the month. So let's find out who we've got this time and which species they'd like to be.
My name is Boris Worm. I'm a marine biologist working out of Dalhousie University in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. And the species I would like to choose is the tiger shark. It's a particularly large shark, up to 7 meters in length. I find all sharks incredibly interesting and cool, and I'm also concerned about them because a lot of the large sharks seem to be declining very rapidly throughout the ocean. Maybe one-third of all sharks tend to be threatened by extinction, and this is mostly due to the effects of fishing. Sharks have survived for a very long time in the oceans. They've been around for probably more than 400 million years. That's more than twice as long as dinosaurs on average, and they tend to play an important role in the ecosystem. Tiger sharks, for example, live worldwide in the tropics and in the subtropics, and it has been shown that whenever they show up in an ecosystem, for example, in Shark Bay in Western Australia, they tend to rearrange the distribution of other animals. Dolphins, dugongs, sea turtles, even seabirds do different things when a tiger shark is around. And the net result of that is that those species are feeding in different locations, and this has ripple effects throughout the ecosystems. For example, sea turtles, which the tiger shark can prey on because it has very powerful jaws, tend to not graze as much on the interior of seagrass meadows, and thereby those meadows can regenerate from the grazing pressure of those large grazers, much like wolves change the distribution of deer and other grazing animals on land. So the tiger shark is just an incredibly interesting and wild animal, and I'm concerned for it because it is declining throughout much of its range.
Fantastic stuff. Tiger sharks really are incredible beasts, and they certainly have much more to fear from us than we do from them.